This is an intense place, as is every White House. It's not abnormal that you would have people come and go.
But actually, it is actually abnormal. No administration in recent history has had this much turnover.
But it's not abnormal to have turnover.
Trump's in the White House. All the staffers have come back. No Sally Yates, she's gone. He made her pack her bags. Mike Flynn might go to jail. He better not drop soap. Angie Reed was shown the door, but why nobody knows. James Comey's Russian case, the White House can't have that. He wasn't loyal, so Trump stabbed him in the back. Mike the Bee didn't last, walked the shop, kicked out the door. Sean Spicer did his best, but the president wanted more. Now Omarosa's gone, now why they go do that? Know what you're thinking, and it's not because she's black. Steve Bannon lost his mind and Gorka walked away. Price and Dina Powell has nothing left to say. It's only been a year, he's sending staffers back. Mike Short, Rince, Priebus, Scaramucci all come back. Rob Porter had to go, Raphael has disappeared. Hope Hicks and Gary Cohn, who else the end is near?
And I read, well, oh, gee, maybe people don't want to work for Trump. And believe me, everybody wants to work in the White House. So many people want to come in. I have a choice of anybody. I could take any position in the White House. And they love this White House because we have energy like rarely before.